This first communion celebration for all you children is Mother Church's celebration of vocations. Each of you have one. We have many on display today. Me, I'm a lowly diocesan priest. But then we also have a missionary priest, and we have a monastic priest. And that's not where it ends. We also have a whole bunch of people out here that are living the sacrament of marriage, which is a vocation. And then pretty much, I bet almost everybody is living the vocation of the baptized. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. And we are all on a journey. But kids, you making your first communion, this is a pivotal moment in your journey. So I want to try to help you realize this moment. Because each of you, as that second reading said, as a child of God, are meant to become something. You don't know quite yet what it is, and I can't quite yet tell you. But God definitely knows. And that's what I'm going to show you today. What you are to become. Okay? Now, to help with this, you have to realize that by God's providence, you have been placed within the Saint Bernadette family. That's what this box is for. All right? So, this was a diaper box. We have a diaper ministry, and so I was looking around for a big box, and I got this box. So, all you kids are members of our St. Bernadette Parish, and it's from within this, let's call it this greenhouse, so to speak, that your vocations are meant to grow. Now, that's what I was going to do. But then I went to Costco. And you know what Costco's like? Everything's bigger at Costco. So it made me realize that the St. Bernadette Parish in which you all are all planted, well, it ain't big enough. Father Bijou, would you help me, please? All right. Father Bijou, this is bigger than you. Okay. All right. I'll tell you right. All right. Don't knock over my candle. All right. All right. All right. It's empty, but it's just. There we go. All right. Holy Mother Church. The Roman Catholic Church, the global world church. Is within which you all are each planted. So I thought, okay, this isn't big enough. So, Holy Roman Catholic Church. Within which is Saint Bernadette. Are you with me? All right, now this fits better. So here you are, children. A member of St. Bernadette, which is one part of the, what is it now, 3 billion, 5 billion? We are prolific people. We're all over the world. And our parish of St. Bernadette is blessed with people from all over the world. So here we are. This is where you are meant to grow. But what does that look like? Okay, I'm going to help you with that. Got here. Here is your faith journey, kids. It starts with the fact that every single one of you is a unique creation of God. And as the prophet Isaiah tells us, God is the potter and we are the clay. And what do potters make? They make pots. So this pot is you. Each one of you kids making your first communion today, you are this pot created uniquely by God. And you're in the church. Put that in the St. Bernadette pot. There we go. Now, your vocation is something that needs to grow. So, if you're catching on, if you're the pot and your vocation is something that needs to grow, what's the next thing I need? Dirt! Dirt! Well, God provides. Here you go, dirt. You know, we Catholics remind ourselves that we are dirt on Ash Wednesday, don't we? We take that dirt, ash, and we say, remember, we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. And we remember that God, as is told in one of the two Genesis stories, God in creation knelt down and put his hands in the dirt. And from that, he made us. He made you children. So let me put the dirt into the pot. Okay. I missed. Okay. Okay. All right. So you have the pot, you have the dirt. What's the next thing if you're going to grow out a vocation? Seed. You need a seed. Right. And I happen to have one here. There we go. Right there. You see that? I had to put it in tape so I wouldn't lose it. You see that? That is a mustard seed. One of the tiniest little seeds. But Jesus says that the kingdom of God, our discipleship, is kind of like a mustard seed. Doesn't look like much in the beginning. But if it's planted in a place where it can grow, kind of like the church, then that seed can bloom to the glory of God. So let me put the seed in there, because the Word of God, Jesus Christ, has to be planted within us. That's what we are about as the Catholic community. Sowing the seeds of Jesus' words in our hearts so that the kingdom and our discipleship can bloom and blossom. So we've got the seed. So we've got the pot that's in the church. We've got the dirt that we are reminded we are during Lent. We've got the seed, the Word of God, the kingdom planted. What else do I need if it's going to grow? Yeah.
Water.
Water. Water, well, just so happens, we've got some. There we go. Water. Water is necessary for a vocation. Water is baptism. And every one of you kids, at some point in your little lives, were immersed in the waters of baptism. And in that immersement, you became one with God in Trinity. You were immersed into the life that is God, the life that is Trinity. It's from that that your vocation will blossom. You just don't know yet what that's going to be. But I can guarantee you it's going to be from those waters of baptism. What else do I need? Yeah. You need sun. True. How do you spell sun? S-U-N? S-O-N! Right. I spell sun S-O-N. We need the sun. We need the light, don't we? At your baptisms, now you kids won't remember this because you're probably really short. But at your baptisms, once I baptized you, I turned to your parents and your godparents, and I gave them one of these, a baptismal candle. But it wasn't just the candle. It was a candle lit from this big old candle, which is Jesus Christ's light. And parents, godparents, you will remember this, because I said to you, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, so that this child of yours, now enlightened by Christ, will be one with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. So you need light. And at your baptisms, you received light. All right, that's good. What else is needed if you're going to make something bloom? Oops. Sometimes the light goes out. Sometimes the light goes out. That's just a fact. Just like when I'm working in my garden and I can tend to my garden as much as I want, but there's something that gets into the garden that hurts it. It's called weeds. Weeds. I hate weeds. Weeds get in there. They choke off the life from the stuff that's supposed to be my garden. They choke it off. They take the nutrients that are supposed to go to my plants, and they just take it. And sometimes they grow up and they choke the darn thing. Weeds in our faith life is like sin. Sin wants to stop us from our vocations. Sin wants to kill off the growth that God would have happen within us. And sometimes it knocks out the light. So, what do you need for weeds? Weed killer. Wait a minute. Let me open it up. There we go. Weed killer. So you got the light. There we go. I'm the pastor. I can do this. And I conveniently did the weed killer after I put the candle in. I don't know what it would happen. But the sacrament of confession, children, that's always available to us to kill off the weeds of sin so that the growth that God wants can happen. Well, that's about it. Oh, I suppose you also need air, don't you? Well, I have air. Here we go. You got to have air. And in church life, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that is given to us at our baptisms, through which we praise God and all actions of Jesus Christ happen, that Holy Spirit will be given to you kids a little bit further in your journey on that special day when you are confirmed. And the same sacred chrism that I used when I poured it on your heads at your baptism and I anointed you priest, prophet, and king, the bishop will put on your foreheads as he says, be sealed with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the air, the breath of Jesus Christ himself, from which our life in Jesus flows. So you got to have air. And then there's one last thing, and it kind of brings us to where you are today. Because the thing that we got, that not everybody gets, is Holy Communion. You all are today receiving your Holy Communion. And I know you've been for weeks and weeks learning about it. You've been learning that it's bread and wine changed into the body and blood of Christ. Why? Why does Jesus give us his actual body and blood of Christ? Well, he gives it to us because he knows we need it if we are going to become everything that God wants us to be, our purpose, our vocation in this life. In my garden, it makes me think of Miracle-Gro. The Eucharist is a miracle. Every time we celebrate Mass, it's the miracle of that transubstantiation. that some people find hard to believe and others just accept with faith. But that miracle is kind of like Miracle-Gro. And so I'll take some Miracle-Gro and I'll put that in the pot that is you. When you put all that together, kids, when you put all that together, who you are uniquely created to be, the pot, the fact that you are created from creation, the dirt, the fact that Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is sown within your hearts in the midst of this community we know as the church, that is then that you are baptized with water into the life of the Trinity, that you are kept free from sin through the sacraments that we celebrate, that you are gifted with the Holy Spirit to help you be that instrument of God in the world. When all of that comes together and it is nourished by the Miracle-Gro of Holy Eucharist, then you will come to know God's destiny for yourself. Because what God wants, is for you to bloom. That is your destiny. Your destiny is to bloom to the glory of God. Dear children, at this your first Holy Communion, may you be set on a path that your parents will walk with you, so that you, however your blooming to God's glory is going to be, whether it be like a diocesan priest, a monk, a missionary, a married person, someone that plays music and raises up our hearts to God in prayer, someone who serves the poor, someone who fights for justice, someone who spreads the word of Jesus Christ in the world. However that's going to be, however you are to bloom, Holy Eucharist will nourish you. That miracle will nourish you, so that God's will shall be done. And God's will is nothing short of this, that each of you, beautiful children, bloom to the glory of the Father. Let the church say amen to that.